Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. There is not a type of farm equipment that has not been exposed to the integration of electronics. Today we have electronic diesel engines, advanced planters with precision controls and sensors, along with combine cabs with enough monitors that to the untrained eye one would think that it is a space shuttle. All of this has helped to increase crop yields and make farming more profitable. That is when they work. Technology is a wonderful thing, but it is a double-sided sword, a real headache when things go wrong. When trying to figure out why an electrical device is not functioning, most of us apply the logical step of grabbing the voltmeter and checking the power supply. The conventional wisdom being, if it has power, it should work. If not, the problem must be in the component, a faulted logic that often leads us astray. But confirming the input voltage is only half of the equation. A DC circuit needs a proper ground to function correctly. When confronted with an electrical device that is either not working or showing misbehavior, the proper protocol is to confirm the input voltage with an accurate meter. If the voltage is correct, then your attention needs to be focused on the ground side of the circuit. A circuit can have the voltage supply or the ground switched on and off. The proper mindset when working with electronics is to accept that in most instances, there is no predictor of how the circuit will respond with a poor ground. The test procedure is very simple. The circuit that is being tested must be powered up and activated, so you may require a helper. Place the meter's negative lead on the battery negative cable and the positive lead on the ground being tested. Activate the circuit and read the meter. A good ground will have a maximum of 3/10 of a volt on the circuit. Anything more than that and the ground is poor.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people.